7340.
Widespread fraud and foreclosures could derail the recovery in housing and consequently the whole economy. Correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The foreclosure explosion seemed a natural outgrowth of the collapse in housing prices. But the discovery that a large and as yet unknown number of foreclosures have been pushed through with missing paperwork and outright fraud threatens to gum up the works. Susan Lask is a New Jersey attorney who has filed a class action suit on behalf of foreclosed homeowners.
When you file any legal document, you have to have personal knowledge. None of these people have personal knowledge of the actual note.
The problem, say housing analysts, is that anything that slows down the foreclosure process will postpone economic recovery. Warren Levinson, New York.
At least 40 people have been killed after a bus collided with a train in eastern Ukraine. Almost a dozen people are in critical condition. The Interior Ministry says the accident happened when the bus tried to cross the train tracks, ignoring a siren that warned a train was coming. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and there is a plan to bring about a world government. In fact, you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand that is the basis of the plan. It's been around for 4,200 years. Certainly Nimrod tried it, Genghis Khan tried it. Alexander the Great wanted to conquer the world. Of course, he was a student of Aristotle, who, along with Plato, was involved in the ancient mystery religions. And their goal has always been to bring about a world government. Certainly, Napoleon tried to conquer the world. Hitler would love to have conquered the world. Stalin. But, of course, today, because of what's going on behind the scenes and powerful organizations, we're moving very rapidly towards that goal. And, of course, the one barrier they have here in the United States is that stupid American Constitution aimed at certainly maintaining the sovereignty of this nation and keeping us from international entanglements and maintaining individual freedom. But you see, that is progressively being eroded by a program known as ICLEI, which most people have never heard of, and yet most of your communities there in Colorado and Wyoming have signed over and signed contracts with this subversive organization, part of a worldwide plan to pursue the goal set forward in Agenda 21. Most people haven't heard of Agenda 21. Why? Because the media is controlled, and you're not supposed to know about it. But, of course, with us this morning is Stacy Lynn, who working there in Fort Collins, trying to educate the people in that area. And if you're not involved, you need to be, and you need to help Stacy. get the word out, because, you see, most people want to be free. Most people don't like what's going on today, the planned destruction of our economy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing. It would be very simple to remedy everything today. Simply stop paying the corporations to move overseas. Why not charge them taxes here in the United States when they move overseas? Well, you get what you subsidize. You don't tax people when they move their corporations overseas, and they keep all that money overseas and develop overseas and build up China and India and all other countries, because, of course, they really want equality. They want to lower living standards in America and raise living standards in China and India and Malaysia and Brazil and Mexico and all throughout the world. It's all part of a great plan. But, of course, nobody's going to tell you that, because they control the media. Well, with us is Stacy Lynn, who is fighting a great battle there and waking people up in Colorado. Good morning, Stacy. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Will you sort of explain to our listeners what ICLEI is, what you're doing, what ICLEI is doing, and what you're doing to try to educate people?
Yes, and I know we have a lot of new listeners this morning, Dr. Stan, so I would like to give a brief summary about who I am and why I am involved. I began investigating ICLEI almost 2 years ago when the city of Fort Collins attempted to take control of two privately owned trash hauling companies. They did that, of course, in the name of sustainability, and I became disturbed by the fact that most people have never heard of it and did not understand that they were, this organization was basically controlling their local governments. That is part of ICLEI's design, and they're very good at it. So once I learned about how they were destroying Fort Collins, I started researching other communities in Colorado, and the destruction is the same across Colorado and across the United States. ICLEI is an international foreign non-governmental organization made up of a group of people who are very wealthy and who have their main goal of transforming the United States. And the way they do that is through climate action plans, environmental action plans, and sustainability plans in towns, cities, and counties. They actually can supersede local elected officials by making decisions under the radar. They're not discussed publicly. They're not put to a public vote. They just use the authority of these climate action plans to change the way businesses are allowed to operate and personal freedom.
And this is a subversive movement financed by people of great wealth pushing socialism. Why? They want to circumvent our Constitution. They want to destroy our Constitution. They are lawbreakers. They're subversive. They're people like George Soros and the Rockefellers and so many people of tremendous wealth going along with this effort to merge America into this world government, because this really is a worldwide movement, isn't it, Stacey?
It is. There are approximately 1,200 governments worldwide who have signed up with ICLEI. In the United States, there are 600 cities, towns, and counties that belong to ICLEI, but I discovered that there are approximately 1,200 mayors who have signed individual agreements with ICLEI, so that doubles the amount, at least doubles the amount of ICLEI's presence in the United States. And then one of the most fascinating things I discovered through research this week is that even those towns that don't belong to ICLEI through membership dues, which are paid with taxpayer money, those towns that aren't ICLEI members directly are using the same programs and keeping it much more underground so that you can't even find ICLEI connections. However, in a small town in northern Colorado, a mayor is being recalled because he has refused to listen to the desires of the people who elected him into office. So he's pursuing sustainability goals and ICLEI's agenda, and the businesses and the people in that small town are being damaged by that, so they have decided to recall the mayor.
And I think people understand, have to understand, that this is subversive, and basically they have signed agreements in violation of the Constitution with an international subversive organization. Let's get into what they intend to do as far as our utilization, say, of energy resources. Do they have a program as far as electricity is concerned? What about cars?
Their overall goals are to eliminate personal vehicle use and encourage walking and biking in place of using your car or your truck. They would prefer that you take public buses, public transportation, and they are willing to spend millions of dollars to force you to do that. The city of Fort Collins is one of the most aggressive cities that belongs to ICLEI. They are slowly but surely, very quietly, eliminating driving lanes in Fort Collins and replacing them with bicycle lanes. They're planning to spend $36 million to double our bus fleet, even though we have less than one person riding the bus per hour. So those kind of goals are what ICLEI is pursuing.
But you see, they want to get you out of your car. Why? That gives you freedom, and they don't want you to have freedom. Everything is controlled. We'll be right back.
In Washington, out-of-control politicians pile up mountains of debt. They pass trillions in new spending, unprecedented government intervention in our economy. They're chipping away at your rights, chipping away at our freedom, and now they're chipping away at the Second Amendment. They're surrendering precious sovereignty to global organizations like the United Nations, surrendering our freedom. But you can stop them right now. On November 2nd, vote Ken Buck for Senate. Ken Buck has the courage to defend our Second Amendment rights. Ken Buck will defend our freedom. That's why Ken Buck has been endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Vote freedom first. Vote for Ken Buck. The National Rifle Association Political Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Find us on the web at NRAPVF.org. That's NRAPVF.org.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Stacy Lynn. Stacy, what's the relationship between ICLEI and Agenda 21, and what is Agenda 21?
Agenda 21 is a United Nations plan to make our communities sustainable. And the most important thing for people to understand is what is the definition of sustainability? And sustainable development, this is straight from ICLEI's definition. Sustainable development requires the sharing and management of economic, environmental, and social resources equitably within the community. That is the definition of socialism, and to transform the United States government from a representative form of government into socialism or communism, they couldn't figure out how to do it. So they're using environmentalism as the tool to transform our government on every level, local, state, and national, and they're very successful. And one of the main reasons they want people to, the reasons they say they want people to stop driving is, of course, to save the planet. They blame carbon dioxide emissions for heating up the globe. And what's important for people to realize is that carbon dioxide, the total amount of carbon dioxide in the environment, is only 38 one-thousandths of a percent. But if you listen to the media or you pay attention to the global elite who are pushing environmentalism, they will tell you that carbon dioxide makes up 80% of the atmosphere. Of course, the more carbon dioxide you actually have in the atmosphere, the better yield you have for crops. So their whole premise to reduce the carbon dioxide emissions is based on lies.
But since they control the media, and they do control the media, and basically all you need to do is notice that the entire media supports this lie of global warming. Actually, we're having global cooling, and the measurements show that the levels of the ocean are not rising over the last 10 years. They've been actually falling, and certainly the ice caps, polar ice caps, this last year were bigger than during the wintertime. Bigger than they have been for many years. We even interviewed Lord Mockton, who has his own jet over there in Great Britain, who is flying out over Greenland, noticing how extensive the polar ice cap was in the middle of last winter. You know, much more, but you see, you're never told that. They take pictures of the polar ice cap in the summer, and they say it's melting. Of course it melts in the summer, you know. They have the suns up 24 hours a day or 23 hours a day. But a lie told often enough will be believed, because this is all about lowering living standards. What do they want to do as far as electricity is concerned and electric consumption by the individual?
Well, they want to, first of all, they make you feel guilty for consuming electricity in hopes that you will feel so much pressure that you will stop using just a normal amount of electricity. They plan to implement smart grids, which is a way for local governments to control when you are allowed to wash your dishes or wash your clothes. That will allow them to alter how much electricity you can use and when. That's all through smart grid technology.
And the so-called smart meters that they're installing all across America to drive up the cost of electricity so you won't use it so much. That's what it's about.
That's right, and they want you to use wind and solar, but those technologies aren't advanced enough at this point to actually allow us to afford it. So it's all based on squeezing the normal person to the point where they have a difficult time surviving, and their quality of life will plunge. But I wanted to talk about how the media is controlled by ICLEI and these sustainability groups. ICLEI actually has media liaisons where when you join ICLEI, your city government joins ICLEI, they teach you how to control the media. And I know that sounds extreme, but our paper in Fort Collins is actually a member of ICLEI, so they're very motivated to promote the goals of ICLEI, and they'll go so far as to lie about what's happening in city council meetings and what's happening with the policies in our city.
And basically, of course, the reason that people don't understand ICLEI, they don't understand the subversive movement, they don't understand Agenda 21, is because the media is controlled, and we're talking about ABC, CBS, NBC. I mean, basically, we have five, six major corporations, starting with Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, which controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, Murdoch, which controls the Wall Street Journal, and Fox, and so many newspapers and television stations across America, and then for the people who just bought out GE, and we have Comcast, has over 1,200 radio stations across America. I sure that's Clear Channel. Comcast is has tremendous holdings as well. Clear Channel, over 1,200 radio stations, largely control. That's only 10,000 radio stations, and they control 1,200 of them. So much for free enterprise. Well, Stacey, you know, now, they want to lower our living standards. Isn't that really so that we'll be more sustainable and so we'll have equality here in America with what's going on throughout the world? After all, why should we live so well when people in other countries live so poorly? So they really intend to lower our living standards, don't they?
That is their goal, and I know that sounds extreme to people who are just learning about this organization. But if you read their charter, their goals in their charter actually explain that the United States is not being fair to the rest of the world. So we should be punished and penalized financially and through our freedoms being restricted so that the rest of the world can prosper. However, when you look at what that means. That means that we will no longer be able to help the rest of the world as we have been doing for decades, for hundreds of years. One of the things that I would like the small towns in Colorado to understand is that there is a network of consultants that work truly just to implement sustainability in their communities. There's a small town called Johnstown, which hired a sustainability consultant. They work on a national level, and one of their goals as these sustainability consultants that is being paid by their taxpayer money is to help them create and adopt master plans. But this particular consultant says that their goal is to synthesize the comments that the public has made about what they want for their rural community. And synthesizing comments is a fascinating concept that I just came across this week. What that means is these consultants that usually are paid hundreds of thousands of dollars are going to convert the negative comments, the actual comments that the business owners and the people are making, they're going to convert those negative comments to positive statements so they will better influence the existing goals and policies. So they're purposely taking what the people are saying and changing it so the comments will promote sustainability. That is an explanation for why the business owners and people are so frustrated when they go to city council meetings and say, we do not want this. This is going to hurt our business. This is going to hurt our quality of life. And the councils and the mayors make the decisions anyway. This is explaining why it happens and how it happens.
And I think it's so important that people understand these people are very well organized. I mean, there are only a few of them, but they organize, they take over city councils, they take over boards of supervisors, they get their people elected to state legislatures, they get their people elected to Congress. Only a small, well-organized minority can do this, and their job is to destroy America, to lower our living standards. That's what this whole economic crisis that we're involved in. They could stop it tomorrow if they wanted to, but the big banks are in on it, the media is in on it, the people who control the Democrat Party are in on it, but also the people who control the Republican Party are in on it. The only people who don't understand it is you common people out there who have to be controlled, and you have to live less well so that people in China can live better. I mean, isn't that the fair thing to do? Equitable distribution of wealth between nations called for in the Earth Charter. But they've written all of these things up, haven't they, Stacy? Where can people get information on this? I mean, the average person listening to this program who's never heard of this before is going to say, that's just crazy talk. I mean, Dr. Stan, Stacy, they got to be, you know, coming from another planet. I mean, if this were going on, Rush Limbaugh would tell us. Well, Rush Limbaugh has played very well not to tell you, and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck. But how can people verify these things that you're saying, Stacy?
The best way to do it is to go to the source of the document. So go directly to ICLEI's website, read it for yourself, read their charter. That lays out exactly what ICLEI's goals are, how they plan to accomplish it, and how they plan on destroying your life. Go to read Agenda 21, and I know your website has all of those references available for people to get straight from you. These are documents that are prepared through the United Nations Environmental Program. They're it's not something that's made up. We're not fabricating these documents. These are actual documents. You can read it for yourself. Go straight to the source. And then Michael Shaw, I know, with Freedom Advocates has a great website also that talks about ICLEI and Agenda 21. So there are fabulous ways to research this.
The information is there. Agenda 21, published by the United Nations. You can get it through us. You can get it through the United Nations. Although they really don't want you to get these things because, you know, some stupid people up there are waking up and finding out about this subversive effort aimed at, of course, in destroying America and certainly killing off a large number of people throughout the world, because population control is a large part of this. They're already underway throughout the world through the vaccination programs, which leads to infertility, and that's why we're trying to help all those little black and brown children, because the mercury in the vaccines, we don't put it in the mercury in the childhood vaccines in the United States, but we put it in the childhood vaccines. We give it to those little brown and black children, so they won't have so many children in the future. But, of course, you're not supposed to understand what they're doing, or you're supposed to go along and you're supposed to believe it's all about helping the children. It's all about sterilizing the children. Go right ahead. You know, certainly the information is there, Agenda 21, the Earth Charter, the Global Biodiversity Assessment. And, Stacey, as you tell people about this, are some of them beginning to wake up?
Yes, what is so exciting in Colorado is that it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican or unaffiliated, people are learning about ICLEI, and when they do, regardless of political background, they become outraged. I have spoken to groups with all different types of makeup. Nobody is happy when they find out that this is happening secretly. In Fort Collins, it's been in Fort Collins for 17 years, and people who have been paying attention had no idea it was there. So we're coming together, and people are forming groups across Colorado to get rid of ICLEI and to get the sustainability to stop. You were talking about mercury, and one thing that the environmentalists, global environmentalists, will want you to believe is that they care about the world. They care about the children. But what's happening with the compact fluorescent light bulbs is these extreme environmentalists have succeeded in bringing mercury directly into our homes in a very dangerous way. Compact fluorescent light bulbs, the little curly light bulbs that are replacing incandescent light bulbs, have mercury in them. When they break or burn out, that mercury is released directly into the air. The people at most risk are children, women who are pregnant or could become pregnant, and people with immune system difficulties. So those light bulbs are very dangerous. They're not, they're being promoted in a extreme way as saving energy. However, they don't last as long as they are supposed to. They're very expensive, and they're dangerous. They are not manufactured in the United States. They're produced, 99% of them are produced in China. 95% of the Chinese workers who are making these light bulbs end up with mercury toxicity, and they're hospitalized. So these light bulbs are one of the goals of the extreme environmentalists to actually harm the environment. So the things they're saying, a lot of times, 100% opposite of what is true.
And, of course, we just, within the last month, closed down the last a factory in the United States, GE, that was producing incandescent light bulbs so that we can shift production to China. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's all about, but they can't let the stupid American people know they are intentionally moving our jobs overseas. And it's all part of a plan to lower our living standards, to destroy the value of our currency, to impoverish the American people, and the average American has no idea what's going on. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Canine says the temptation to buy a loved one or a child the ultimate gift of a new pet may be more than you bargained for. Of the animals that are euthanized each year, many are holiday or uninformed purchases. Make wise decisions and always have your pets spayed or neutered. That's from Divine Canine at 1141 South Street. Not just another drop-off service, but your complete solution to caring pet sitting. They provide sanitized kennels, appropriate nutrition, indoor and outdoor yards, and quality dog training and pet grooming. For convenient drop-off times and affordable rates, call 303-464-1380.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40-plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being, once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Food Network, our guest this morning, Stacy Lynn, our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Have you ever wondered why they're tearing dams down all across America? Oh, we have to get back to the normal pattern for the little fishies. No, ladies and gentlemen, they want to destroy hydroelectric power. It's cheap, it's efficient, doesn't cost very much money. They want to decrease our use of electricity. Have you ever wondered why they won't allow nuclear power plants in America? We build them in other countries. We finance them in other countries. We guarantee the loans for five massive nuclear power plants in China being built by Westinghouse, which incidentally is now a Japanese company because they're coming in and buying up all of our companies here with this massive amounts of money we're sending overseas. And, of course, other countries can discriminate against our products. We just don't discriminate against ours, theirs, because we're such nice people and basically we're just transferring our wealth overseas. We're the greatest debtor nation in the world. Oh, we can't have nuclear power in America. Oh, no, we spent $14 billion to build a place in Nevada to destroy the fuel rods. And then the judge says, but we don't know what's going to happen 250,000 years or 25,000 years from now. Well, the uranium came out of the ground initially. You know, why can't we put it back in the ground? We just don't know what's going to happen 25,000 years from now. Well, what about, why don't we refuel the fuel rods like everybody else does in the world? Oh, we can't do that sort of thing. Congress passed a law saying it was illegal to recycle the fuel rods here in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we can have cheap electricity. They don't want it. They're going to run up the price of it, and that's what the smart meter is about. They want to lower your living standards. They want to get you out of your cars, get you onto electric cars, and then drive up the cost of electricity so you won't be able to afford the electricity. It's all part of a plan of destroying this country. But the average individual finds this so hard to believe. Our telephone number, if you have a question for Stacy, 877-254-7524. Stacy, how can people get in touch with you or other people in their communities who are concerned, who are organizing to begin to take our communities back?
Well, they can contact me directly. I'm happy to help any community or any small group of people who are ready to stop the madness that's going on in their small towns and cities. And the way they can get a hold of me is through my email address. I did have a website. I'm no longer associated with that. I'm creating a new website, but it's not up yet. So just email me at stacy_lynne@comcast.net. And it's so great to be able to help the people who are outraged and ready to stop.
That's Stacy Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, at Comcast.net?
Yes.
Comcast. Remember, there's a underscore between Stacy and Lynn. Who do we have calling in?
My name is Ellen. I'm calling from Johnstown.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Good. I just have a little tiny question about these CFL bulbs. It seems like they're pushing them for energy efficiency, and so I'm wondering, what does it cost to ship them all the way from China? Isn't that a bit of an oxymoron there?
Well, if you consider the carbon footprint of producing a light bulb in China versus the United States, and then putting mercury in a light bulb versus an incandescent light bulb, the carbon footprint is actually much higher. And then when you consider the damage it is doing to people who are making the light bulbs and people who are using the light bulbs, it's a very irresponsible and I would say borders on criminal for governments to be pushing us to use CFLs. And regular light bulbs will be banned in 2012, so pretty soon we won't have a choice. The other thing that CFLs do is because they're toxic waste, you cannot throw them in your normal trash. Most people just start tossing them in the trash. They go straight into landfill. That's actually against the law. So what these groups are doing is forcing private businesses to, quote, recycle your household hazardous waste in the form of CFLs. That's costing private businesses a huge amount of money. The reason they agreed to do it initially is because they get grants from ICLEI's funding partners, associates. When those grants run out, then those private businesses are stuck with having to recycle the light bulbs on their own.
I saw a hardware store in Johnstown that had that sign that they would to bring your CFLs in there. I guess they're going to get stuck, aren't they?
They are. They agreed to do it initially because there's huge pressure from local governments, town officials, to push the sustainability agenda. So if local businesses refuse to go along with that, then a lot of times they don't. They can risk losing their business because they're not going along with what the town wants. And when it comes to trash haulers, local governments are refusing to license privately owned trash haulers if they don't conform to these outrageous sustainability restrictions. That is putting people out of business. It's costing jobs. It's costing entire businesses in Colorado.
And if you were to actually break one of those light bulbs in your house, you'd have to move out and have a special team come in at a large sum of money to decontaminate your house and get rid of the mercury. Basically, people have no idea what they're doing, and they don't understand because it's largely to move jobs outside of the United States to give us much more expensive. These are far more expensive light bulbs. They do not last anywhere near as long. I know because I put half of a chandelier into the incandescent and half into the fluorescent, and the fluorescent burned out about three times as quickly. But they lie to us about everything, how much longer they last, how much better they are, how much better they are for the environment, for the economy. Yes, it's great for the economy of communist China. We are intentionally shifting our jobs there. When you understand that, it all makes sense. We've sent our steel industry overseas, our textile industry overseas, our electronic industry overseas, certainly our automotive industry overseas. China's making more cars than we are here in the United States today. And General Motors, owned completely by the Obama administration, is the largest automobile producer in communist China. And they gave them $60 billion to open new jobs, and they have opened new jobs. General Motors opened all new jobs in China and new factories in China and India. American tax dollars at work, and the stupid American people just can't believe that. That's not the Obama administration. It's both political parties are involved in this whole idea of transferring our jobs overseas, and now they want to give us toxic light bulbs that cost more, that work, that burn out more quickly, and of course, to criminalize the use of an incandescent light bulb. Why? So we can transfer our jobs to China. We just closed down the last factory. I thought President Obama wanted jobs for America. No, he wanted jobs. He didn't say where those jobs were. Anything else that you had to say, our lady from Johnstown?
Nope, that was, I appreciate the answers very much.
And I hope you'll do something about the ICLEI influence there in Johnstown, because they control your local city.
I will. Thank you very
much.
And
you probably never even heard of it, did you?
Actually, I've been hearing things about it.
Good
and learning
well,
more and more as I go along.
Well, we're doing, of course, you listen to this station, you're going to hear about it here. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Our guest, Stacy Lynn. Stacy Lynn.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Attention experienced sales professionals. KHNC Radio is looking for strong, independent sales representatives to sell airtime. If you appreciate what KHNC stands for, you're creative, self-motivated, and can work independently and have a proven successful background in commissioned sales, please email your resume to Danette at AmericaNewsNet today. That's D-A-N-E-T-T-E at AmericaNewsNet.com. Elaine's Place at 17590 County Road T5 in Fort Morgan asks, how many times have you let a friend drive drunk? Studies show that a heavy drinker's chances of causing an accident are 25 times greater. Do your friends a favor and don't let them drive when drunk. That's courtesy of Elaine's Place in Fort Morgan, serving the listening audience with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Danette and the staff care about your total satisfaction. Remember, you're a friend and your patronage is valued. That's Elaine's Place at 17590 County Road T5 in Fort Morgan.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this morning, Stacy Lynn. If you have a question or comment, my number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Anything new at all, Stacy, as far as what's going on?
Yes, there's actually some pretty major things going on, including the recall of the mayor of Johnstown because of his sustainable policies. But the city of Fort Collins, when they tried to take control of the two private trash companies, we were successful in stopping that for the time. However, they're still working on a way to make that happen without the citizens being able to fight it next time. What's happened is now the city of Fort Collins is teaching the city of Arvada, which is a suburb of Denver. The city employees in Fort Collins are teaching Arvada how to take control of their private trash companies. So we have a group forming in Arvada to fight the same process that happened in Fort Collins. And it's the business owners who I am encouraging to get involved in local government, because they are the ones who are in the first line of attack. If local governments can destroy businesses, then they have succeeded in lowering everyone's standard of living and quality of life, because businesses are paying they're paying the way, basically, for good lives in Colorado. If they can control the businesses, then they have more control over the people. So it's so exciting to see people understanding what's happening, feeling on a basic level, something's not right here. Why are they attacking my businesses? Why are they forcing me to give up all of these freedoms? Once they realize that, they are getting motivated to act. That's the exciting part.
And this is a subversive movement, ladies and gentlemen. This is treason, and people must understand this is organized, coordinated, and they couldn't do it if they didn't control the media. Well, who do we have calling in?
Hello, this is Donna. I live in Loveland, Colorado.
Okay, Donna, do you have a question or comment?
I do, actually. Stacy, where can you start to be active locally when you call the city of Loveland and you ask specifically if the mayor or the council members support this initiative, and you're told no, and then you find out, you know, through the websites that, yes, indeed, Loveland is an ICLEI city, and so you call back and you confront the admin staff, the go-between between the people of Loveland and the mayor, which is as far as I can ever get, and I've left a voicemail for the mayor asking him, you know, because he is a representative of me, the person, to call me back so that I can know definitively, and I never hear anything. Furthermore, when I've tried to contact our city council people, I'm not responded back to. So I feel like I am a one person in the city of Loveland waving my hand saying, hello, what's going on?
Yes, that's an excellent point. Here's what they do. Once a person starts asking questions about the membership with ICLEI, the first thing they do is deny it. Cities across Colorado have denied it. That's their first step. Then when you can show documents proving that they are members, then they'll lie about it. They'll either say they didn't know, or sometimes truly they did not know, because city staff have brought it in and elected officials are completely clueless about it. But once you prove that they have joined and they're using taxpayer money for all these programs and salaries, that's when you can start getting active and actively trying to remove it. There is a small group in Loveland I'd be happy to connect you with who is fighting ICLEI directly in Loveland. And just for people who live in that area, Loveland joined ICLEI 2 years ago, and the public works director explained the reason he did that was to access federal stimulus dollars. For cities who join ICLEI, that proves to the federal government that you have sustainability as a goal. And remember, sustainability definition is the same as socialism. So
right.
Once the cities show that they're all ready to transform local governments into socialism, then you get a lot of federal level tax dollars to implement these programs. So Loveland is using their ICLEI money to redesign their library.
Exactly. And didn't that public waste official recently get promoted to a better position because of his ICLEI initiatives somewhere back in the West, like Washington or Oregon? I thought I had read that.
Yes, the person who was in charge of solid waste in Loveland actually was promoted to a position in, I believe it was Oregon. So Oregon can look forward to these programs coming straight from Loveland. And this is how ICLEI works. They train employees, city staff that you're paying with your tax dollars. They train them how to teach other communities how to adopt sustainability goals.
And how to lie and lie. It's all a lie. It's a subversive movement. It's a treasonous action. It's aimed at destroying freedom. They know exactly what they're doing, lowering our living standards. And you've got to get lined up with the other people there and in Loveland. And basically, you've got to be organized. As an individual, you can accomplish nothing. There are not very many people on the other side, but they're well organized. You've got to be even better organized, and then you've got to get the truth out to the people. Let them know that your newspapers are intentionally lying to the public, and start getting the information out.
And here's a critical thing for people to think about. Mayor Hickenlooper, the mayor of Denver, is running for the governor of the state of Colorado. He has been so successful at adopting ICLEI's goals that he was awarded the 2009 Cool Mayor by ICLEI. That is the top award by the sustainability organization. He believes, this is in his the Denver Green Print, his climate action plan, he is pursuing ways to charge people per minute and per mile for how long they drive their cars and how far they drive their cars. He's on record saying he wants to get rid of cars in favor of public transit and bicycle riding. So if you can imagine what that will do to your budget as a person struggling to survive, to have to pay per mile or per minute, it's going to destroy businesses and people being able to exist.
That's what they want. They want to destroy this nation. When you understand that, it makes sense. Is he running as a Republican or a Democrat?
He's running as a Democrat.
Okay, well, it doesn't. They've got people in the Republican Party, too. But I hope people will remember that. Remember in November, as they say. Anything else you want to say, our young lady from Loveland?
Well, yes, Dr. Stan, thank you so much. It's Stacy_Lynn@Comcast.net, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And we do have a candidate who's running independently, not Republican or Democrat, and I don't want to be political and say his name, but there is an alternative to the two-party system in Colorado. So thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.
God bless. Okay, we're out of time. Thank you, Sis Stacy. We'll look forward to talking to you on other programs. Ladies and gentlemen, find out what's going on. Get involved. The time is late. They're going to destroy America.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoy this. Now, if you want to know more about this whole program of sustainable development, Agenda 21, we have the United Nations Agenda 21. We have the Santa Cruz County Agenda 21. The original Agenda 21 was done here in my county back in the year 1990s. They will tell you they want to tear out the roads. They want to do away with cars. They want to cut your water use to about 10 gallons a day because we're running out of water. I mean, everybody knows that. We're running out of oil. You know, there's so much oil in the world. They have to create artificial shortages. If they didn't, the price would be at $10 a gallon. The world is awash with oil. We have more oil here in the United States and there in Colorado in the shale and certainly up in the Bakken Reserve, up in North Dakota and in Montana. We have massive reserves in Alaska. That's why they won't allow drilling in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve because we would drive the price of oil down. That's why they've shut down drilling there in the Gulf of Mexico. Ladies and gentlemen, they've shut down deep oil drilling. They've quit issuing permits for shallow oil drilling. Everybody else in the world can drill for oil. We can't. Everybody else in the world can have nuclear power. We can't. Understand, it's an agenda. We have the Earth Charter. You can get it on the Internet. If you buy anything from us, just ask for the Earth Charter. We'll send it to you. Point 10A. Calls for equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That's why we're transferring our wealth to China and to India and Malaysia. And then, of course, the Global Biodiversity Assessment. That's an 1,100-page report, but we summarize that in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. So you need our Sustainable Development Syllabus. You need our The Sustainable Development Talk. It's my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. You need to get our four tapes set on sustainable development, and then you need to get the Earth Charter and the Agenda 21, either UN or Santa Cruz County or both. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. For information on ICLEI, go to freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org, and that's certainly Michael Shaw's website. Michael's going to be a speaker at our conference this weekend. Then, of course, you need to get the information so that you can be effective in this battle. And if you sit back and do nothing, then you will have nobody to blame when they destroy the structure of this nation. When you lose your Social Security, you lose your Medicare, you lose the value of your life savings because they're going to destroy the value of our currency and probably mark it down 40 or 50 or 80%, or maybe totally destroy it. Who knows what they're up to? That's what they've done there in Zimbabwe. We imposed the dictator there. He has destroyed the currency. He's impoverished the people. And we did it. It was done with your tax money, American tax dollars, financing Zimbabwe in the name of humanitarian care.